The most important interview I can ever do, ever, ever, is on this topic, beer. Lauren Mack is the owner of the Conrad Seip Brewing Company. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Steve, hello. I'm so excited to be with you about talking about your favorite topic today.
Well, how can it not be anyone's favorite topic? So it is, as we have so many warm days in Chicago. No, not warm. Sweltering days in Chicago. What is the right summer beer? I'll get to that. But you know what? The Seip Brewing Company has an amazing story. I mean, this brewing company has been around a few years, hasn't it?
Just a few, yeah. Since 1854.
Wow, that is longer than Paul Lisnick's been around. Now, let's see, 1854 would be nice. That's longer than WGN Radio's been around.
Which is hard to imagine, but it's true.
Yeah, that is. How did this brewing company begin?
This began when my ancestor, his name was Conrad Seip, and he's actually my great-great-great grandfather, emigrated to Chicago from Germany. And he was a carpenter. He didn't know much about brewing beer, to my knowledge, at the time. And like everyone does when they're immigrating to a new place, they work like hell and try and figure out how to feed their family and survive, and that's what he did, and that led him to beer brewing. And he opened up a beer brewery and just kept on growing it until he became the biggest brewer in Chicago and even the country for a few years in the 1870s.
I did not know that. So he began as what we would today call a microbrewery?
That's a good way to put it, sure. He certainly started from the very scratch and ended up being certainly a macro brewery by the time that he was done. He made something crazy like 250,000 barrels of beer, which is a whole lot of beer.
If you're thirsty, it's okay. Now, WGN Radio, we have, and I've tasted it more than once, but I really believe I need to do it as a part of my job, WGN 100th anniversary beer. Tell us that story about how that all came about, and I believe that beer could now be David Attenborough, who does all those nature specials. I believe he just proclaimed it as an endangered species. You can't find it.
It's true. I have to say it is a very popular beer, and it's because it's not only delicious, but it is celebrating a wonderful radio station's 100th anniversary. So it's something everyone wanted a piece of. It was a real thrill to collaborate on this project. To make a long story a little shorter, I got an email from some folks at WGN saying, Lauren, we know that you have restarted your family's beer company that was around when WGN started, and we wanted to talk with you about maybe making a beer to celebrate our 100th anniversary. And of course, I was thrilled because I love WGN and wanted to do whatever I could to help. So I put them in touch with Metropolitan Brewing, who brews Seip's beer for me, as well as the Chicago Brewseum. And I said, hey, everybody, what do we think? Can we make this happen? And we didn't have too much time to make it happen because it was just earlier in the spring. And everyone was super excited because who doesn't want to work together to make a great celebratory beer for a wonderful occasion? And so we made WGN's, we called it Chicago's Very Own, obviously a great name for the anniversary beer. And it was a golden lager that tasted delicious and I think really made for a great celebration.
Well, you just depressed me a little bit. You said it tasted delicious. Is it really? I know it's hard to find or harder to find. Is it no longer available like at Binney's and those places even?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know for sure because I haven't been around to every single spot that it was on sale. So I wouldn't say give up. I would just say be ready for a hunt. It's also on sale still in many bars where they are selling it on tap, which is a great way to try it. So if you're ready for a pint of a delicious beer, look at the WGN website and see some of the bars where it's being sold, not in cans, but by keg on draft.
I must profess ignorance here. You mentioned the Chicago Brewseum. I've not heard of that.
Yeah.
What?
You should.
I'd want to be a curator at that museum. What is
I think they could be hiring, Steve.
what is this place?
It is It's a wonderful organization that was founded by Liz Garibay. If you haven't met her, you should. And she started this great organization that is dedicated to the history of beer and culture, not just in Chicago. Of course, Chicago is prominent in their work just because it's the best city in America, of course. But it's national and international focus on the history and culture of beer, which is really important because beer is what brings people together and gets them talking. And it's what we use to better understand each other.
Now, is there a, there's the Museum of Science and Industry, the Adler Planetarium. Is there an actual museum like the Art Institute? Is there a brick and mortar building that goes with this?
Great question. They did have a big, about, I think it was about 2 year long exhibition at the Field Museum. They're currently, most of their work is currently done online, but there will, brick and mortar is in the works. So stay tuned for that in the future.
Will you do me one favor?
Yeah.
Please tell them to contact me. I need to make that announcement. I would love to do it. And I have, when we come back after the commercial break, a very controversial beer statement to make. And we will take your questions about summer beers, about hard seltzers, about whatever it is you want to ask. 312-981-7200. Lauren Mack, the owner of Conrad Seip Brewing Company, is here on WGN. It's 115. Back here on WGN. We're talking beer at 121. Someone wrote in here that they found the WGN beer, he or she did, in Skokie at the Binnie's. Let us know where you're finding it. That was a week ago, though, apparently, is what this listener says. So it might not be available anymore. It's a good idea to call first. We're talking with Lauren Mack, who ought to know. She's the owner of Conrad Seip Brewing Company. All right, here's my controversial beer statement, Lauren. And
I'm ready.
Because this is a big one. I will never have, and I do mean never, I don't want to name the brand names, but those domestic beers, which we see television commercials all the time and have been a part of our culture for a long time, again, except maybe at a ball game, because it's like drinking water to me. I think when you try some of the European beers, and you have an open mind about it, you cannot look back. And or just simply the microbrews right here in Chicago. Am I alone? Has our taste evolved when it comes to beer?
Gosh, that is a controversial statement, but I certainly
know.
Respect where it's coming from.
Big trouble.
I'm
in big trouble.
I will say I think that it is important for people to drink whatever it is that they like and makes them happy. That said, I think it's really important to recognize that everything has different levels of quality. And if you're someone who really wants to drink a quality beer, just like if you really want to, you know, eat a quality piece of bread or piece of meat, it is good to pay attention to people who are putting a lot of care and using the highest quality ingredients into whatever it is that you want to be consuming. So for that reason, I got to say, I myself, I'm going to stick with the Steve Dale controversial statement. Say I really prefer to drink local beers made by craft breweries myself. That being said, if I'm mowing a lawn one day and you see me drinking a whatever kind of beer, you'll know it's because those have a place too in my mind.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I'm glad we agree about that. What is the big trend? A listener wants to know that, and I want to know that, too, for this year. You know, the trends in beer, trends in everything change all the time. So right now for beer, what would it be?
Man, it's a trendy world, which is interesting because beer's been around for more than 2,000 years. So I'm always so proud of that because there may be trends, but people keep drinking beer. I personally, because we just made our first Hefeweizen at Seip Brewing, am drinking this summer. My personal trend is drinking a Hefeweizen. The one we made is called Seip's Bavarian, which is absolutely delicious and is out on the market.
Explain what that is for those who don't know.
The Hefeweizen is a wheat beer, and it is beautiful color. It's sort of yellow, and it's a little cloudy, and it's got lots of carbonation, and it's got a sort of a fruity flavor, a mix of banana and clove tastes, if that means much to you when you're thinking about beer. But it's really refreshing and a great thing to drink in the summer. As far as trends go, I will say that I think that lager beers are trending again. Those are the beers that we think of as coming out of Germany, and in America they're made just light, easy to drink beers. The WGN beer, Chicago's very own, was a what we call a golden lager, and that's just an example of what I'm talking about. Not too bitter, not too hoppy, but just good to drink. Good when you're sitting in the sun.
A listener wants to know, quote, what about IPAs? I don't know what they mean by that. I mean, so that's an Indian pale ale. Are they originally all from India? I don't honestly know that.
They are not actually from India. They are from England, and it was a beer that when people were shipping beer to India, they would put extra hops in the beer to make sure that it would stay preserved for the long, hot trip to India. So that's why there's the term, why it's called an India Pale Ale, IPA. India, you know, IPAs are good for people who like them. I'm sticking with lagers myself, but they are usually have more because of that hops, which was originally used to preserve the beer. They often are a little, and sometimes a lot, hoppier than which means usually have a lot more sort of that bitterness value to them, as well as other flavors hops can bring. But good beers for those who like them. And again, I believe people should drink what they like, but they should probably try all beers to see what they like the best before they make any decisions.
So there it is, right along the Chicago River, Metropolitan Brewery. Lots of places offer your beer, but is this a place that's kind of guaranteed to offer it, a variety of your beers? And also, the great thing about places like this, they're not alone. But I can't name all the places that do this. But in Chicago, I bet there are 25 or 30 now, where you can sit outside, maybe like this one, very scenic along the Chicago River. Probably bring your dog with as well. And it's just like a meeting place like it would be 100 years ago.
You summed it up perfectly. Metropolitan Brewing, their tap room, is right on the Chicago River, and I don't think you could find a prettier setting. And it's a wonderful place just to go and grab a beer, be with your friends, make new friends, bring your dog. It's family friendly, so you can even bring your kids if you'd like. And I really recommend going to have some delicious beers. Metropolitan makes excellent beers, German-style lagers, and that's where you can also get any of our sites. Brands as well. So head on down and enjoy yourself. It's a great spot.
One more question from a listener. That is, ask your guest what the perfect, not recommended, but perfect summer beer is. What is it?
Oh, that's a great question. I am going to say, from my perspective, it's a Pilsner. I really love drinking Pilsners any time of year, but in the summertime, it's just what I want. Got a little bit of hops, but generally just a smooth drinking beer that doesn't have too much alcohol content, so you can have a couple if you'd like.
Well, Lauren Mack, great to talk to you, owner of Conrad Sipe Brewing Company. Sipe is spelled S-E-I-P-P. I mention that because, in case people want to go online and learn more, what is the website?
The website is sipebrewing.com.
So that's
SEIPP
brewing.com. Lauren Mack, thank you very much. I've got a problem now after talking to you.
What is it?
I'm really thirsty.
Oh, I think you need a beer, Steve.
I think so too. Next time in studio, I hope. Thank you so much. And I know the entire WGN family feels this way. Thank you for the WGN beer. I kept a can that I'm never going to open because it kind of...
Oh, I love it. Good idea.
It looks so cool. It really does.
It's special.
Yeah.
I was an honor to collaborate with you all. Thank you all for everything you do for the city and everyone who listens.
Oh, I had nothing to do with it except one thing. I drank it. That's all I had to do with it. Thank you very much, Lauren.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Lauren Mack, owner of Sipe Brewing.